All right. Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Beastly Bader coming back at you with another episode of the Bait Escape. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And I say us because I have a very special guest with me. I'm so excited to finally interview this person. And I want to give a very warm, happy Bader welcome to Bader78. Welcome to the Bait Escape podcast, bro.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I want to get this right. So your handle is at Bader78, and then your name is Filthy Pig XXX plus 18.
That would be me.
Yeah, because I feel like anyone under 18 shouldn't really be on your Twitter.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Cool. So yeah, so again, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to me. You know, I've been so interested in your Twitter, and just you as a person, because you're so free, and it looks like you have a lot of fun exposing yourself.
I try, yes.
can you tell me a little bit about your Twitter, like why you started it and when that started for you?
You know, honestly, I started this Twitter probably in 2016 or 17, but I was like a lurker. I would just like go and watch what other people would post.
Yeah.
And I started maybe middle of the summer of 2019 was my first post. Just because I felt like, why the fuck not?
Like a post of yourself, like a nude?
Right.
Got it.
I mean, I really did not post anything on my Twitter prior to that. Not even like a tweet. Like, I was just watching other people.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like I was doing the same thing too. I had a couple of Twitters before the one I have now, and I was just kind of looking around, not really engaging. And I find it so much more eventful when you do engage.
Well, to me, it became a little bit too addictive.
Well, I feel like that's so great about your Twitter, because you're constantly showing off. Like, it's a lot. It's not like just one thing a couple of days.
Yeah, that's the addictive part.
Well, I mean, you could either be like an addictive, or you could just say you really enjoy it a lot. I think it looks
I enjoy it. I mean, I do have an addictive personality to start with.
Okay, so got it.
I enjoy something, I'll do it to an extreme. Sometimes I feel like I am flooding my followers' timeline with, like, okay, my ass has not changed, so how many ass pic can you put? But I like it.
Yeah,
and I hope my followers do too.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's nice to be active. And, you know, even if you don't show your face, there is a, like, I think of us as viewers, and I'll speak for myself, like, we get to know who you are. Like, even when you're, like, writing your tweet, right? Like, when you write your tweet and you show off, like, there's a sense of a personality, even though you can't show your face.
Right. That's right.
Is not showing your face deliberate? Was there a reason why you decided?
It is deliberate because, you know, if I tell you how many times I get, how many messages I get, that's why I really, and people think I'm probably like stuck up, like I don't answer them, and that's absolutely not fucking true. Yeah. But I do not open my DMs often for a reason, because like every day is like, can I see your face? Can I see your face? Can I see your face? And honestly, the way I look at it, I do have a full-time job and I am overworked. So I work like 6 days a week, not five. Mm-hmm. This is not how I make money. Mm-hmm. This is not my job. I do not call myself a porn star. So I find that I show enough of myself, and the privacy to me is my face. Like, leave my face alone.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you do not need to see it, just because, again, I am not making a living out of this. This is not my job. And leave something for the imagination, you know?
Yeah, I think that's cool. I think that's sexy. I don't mind it. I mean, again, like I said, like, I think your personality comes through even through your tweets, and you're not even showing your face. It's very sexy. When did you, have you always felt like an exhibitionist? Is that a fair statement to say? Like, call you an exhibitionist?
Well, no, it is. And the answer is, the answer is no. I was never this confident, really. Mm. And here's a shocker. I used to shave my body.
Okay.
You know, it's a good thing about aging is, like, you acquire that I don't give a fuck mentality.
Yep.
Like, I used to be like, oh, somebody XYZ told me they do not like body hair, so fuck, I'm gonna shave my body so they like me. I am at a stage now where, like, I do what pleases me. I don't give a fuck what others think. That's not a stuck-up statement. It's just, like, I am comfortable with myself. Like, if you don't like me, it's cool. I understand that I'm not everyone's type. And I'm cool with that. I'm okay. I'm not trying to please everyone. So if you like me the way I am, that's good. And if you don't, that's good too. So I was not always this confident to expose myself or exhibit myself, as you said it. But it came with age.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like as I've gotten older, I've gotten more comfortable in who I am. Like, I've gotten more confident in my body and what I'm able to offer, like, as another male to everybody else. But also, too, I feel like having exposed myself and, like, having opened up to social media and having the positive feedback that I've gotten so far has only encouraged me to continue to do it.
The positive feedback does help a lot, I must say.
Because everyone wants to see you more naked. Like, it was like, yo, right, you're hot. Like show off more.
We all have egos, and thanks for feeding my ego.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm curious. So do you identify as a beta or do you identify as solo sexual?
Being married, it's hard to be solo sexual.
Yeah.
But I would say I am 100% beta. 89% solo sexual.
Got it. That's cool. Well, because you're okay, so, like, that's my interesting question. So, like, I always talk to, like, beaters that are, like, married in relationships, and there's always, like, this dialogue about, can you be solo sexual and still be with a partner? And I say yes, because for me, solo sexuality is like a practice. It's you and your penis and your masturbation. It doesn't really affect anyone else. Sexually.
I mean, I totally agree with that. And there's this misconception about solo sexuality that when you identify as solo sexual, it means, or people think that you are solo because there is solo and solo sexual.
Yeah.
And that's not true. It's like, it's, how am I going to put this? It's like, I know how to please myself more than anyone else on earth.
Yes.
That's how I believe. Yes. That's how I look at it.
Yes.
That does not mean I do not want to be with other men. There is that human, like the other body next to yours, the human touch, the kissing. I cannot kiss myself. I mean, I can try, but it doesn't work. So there are certain aspects that you need another person with you, and that's cool, but you can also still be solo sexual, where, like, my favorite time with myself when I'm having sex with myself is the time I enjoy. And I do make it a point, although I am married, to put aside an hour or two or whatever it is I can afford to myself. I bait, I have sex with myself, and I always tell, like, I have a lot of followers who ask me, and I do, I'm gonna start opening my DMs more. I get a lot of people asking me, like, how do you pleasure yourself? Like, how do I become like you? And to me, that's such a weird question because, like, in my mind, I have a cock, I have an ass, I have two hands, and that's all I need. Like, I don't understand why others don't get that. Like, you can pleasure yourself more than another person because you know your body more than anyone else.
Yeah, I think the reason why, and I'll say that I fell victim to this, is the idea that you're taught growing up, like you have to depend on someone else to give you these experiences. And that could be anything. It could be a marriage, a relationship, sex, friendship, what have you. And I think for so long, I just was so caught up with the idea of like, oh, I have to find this person to share these sexual experiences with. And as I went out there and tried to get them, they were extremely lackluster. Like, I couldn't get off the way I could get myself off. And so then I started thinking, and then it got really to a point where I would have sex with someone else. Then I wouldn't finish. I'd come home and then I would masturbate thinking about the sex that I just had.
That happened to me a lot. Yes.
Yeah. And to me, it was like a clue. It was like, hey, there's something I should really focus on here. And so then I made a deliberate choice to say, hey, okay, I'm going to not have sex with anybody else for the next couple of months, and I'm really going to take this time to explore how I can make love to myself in the most amazing way. And let me tell you, no one can give me orgasms like I can give myself orgasms.
And honestly, you are not the only one. Every man, I believe, they're built like this.
Yeah.
And what you said in the beginning that you had to go and find someone else, I think that comes from, I was like that too. I think we all were. Mm-hmm. And I blame that on the notion of partnership. Like, you cannot be a partner with yourself. You need somebody else. This is like what the society tells you what a relationship is. And you feel like a loser if you don't follow that guideline. Thankfully, age happened and you come to terms with your own self and you accept that this is the fact. I can pleasure myself more than you can pleasure me. So why would I mean, I cannot tell you. I used to write like failed Grindr stories on my Twitter. I cannot tell you how many times like hookups just like fell so short of coming close to even making what happened with them be a pleasure. Like, it was not a pleasurable experience. And a lot of them just like left without like I didn't want to do anything. It's so like just, it's okay, it's not gonna work out, thank you for coming, goodbye.
Yeah, definitely. And I, you know, I get a lot of DMs and messages saying like, oh, like, you're so inspirational, how did you do this, like, you know, I want to be like you, like, show me, like, mentor me. And I'm just like, honestly, just focus on yourself. And I think there's this idea that there's like some special trick to like make yourself the best like solo sexual, and it's not. It's taking agency in your own sexual health and saying, hey, I'm going to explore my body in a way that's really going to get me off. And when you know yourself well enough, you can then reach out and like share that with other people.
Absolutely.
So I feel like masturbation, I have nothing bad to say about masturbation. It's really great.
And there is nothing bad. And it's you know, and, you know, I guess I'm more of an edger than a comer.
I can see that.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't get like the speed masturbation, like pump, pump, come, and that's it. It's over. Like, I give it time. I give it, like, a lot of time, and I really have no regrets.
Yeah, I think also, but I think also, too, I feel like that's a journey. Like, I remember, like, having masturbated really young, and it was just like that. It was like, okay, you know, it's this thing. I want to get off. I want to feel pleasure, so I'm just going to jerk off and nut. And then when I really started to focus on why I was doing it, how I was doing it, where, and all those questions, and when I was doing it, then you really start to begin to figure out, like, what is it about sex that I really enjoy with myself? And then those things became more experimental. So then I started watching different porn, and I started masturbating outside, and I started, like, doing poppers and using toys. And so like it just became like a snowball effect, and it just became cooler and bigger and more more experiential, which I feel like you are too, because you're a pig.
Thank you. That's like, I'm so proud that you
I know, and I remember when you first started talking, you would like try to get me to do these, like when you would try to talk to me and like had get me to do certain things, and I was like, I'm not a pig like you are. I find you super inspiring, because I feel like there's things that you do that I aspire to do to myself. So I'm curious, had you always been interested pig? Have you always been interested in pig play?
Before I answer that, how is that butt plug working for you?
And you know what? I have it and I never use it. I'm so bad at it. And the reason why I would be more inclined to use it is I'm horrible at gauging how clean I am. I'm the worst.
I can give you a few tips, but we'll do that.
Good. I need them. Because I often feel like, okay, I'm ready. I'm going to do this. I'm ready to go. I'll get the butt plug. I'll get the dildo, whatever. And this, I'll be in there for like 10 minutes and I'm just like, oh, game over.
Have I always been a pig? I'm going to have to say yes. Have I always been a practicing pig? The answer is no. So in my youth, not that I am extremely old, but when I was like in my early 20s, late teens, the porn that attracted me was filthy porn. Like it turned me on more so than just vanilla sex.
So when you say filthy porn, like what kind of porn is that?
Like, okay, let's face it, everybody knows I love piss.
Yeah.
So at one point I was not sure whether like I felt like I would pee on myself, but I felt like, can I drink this? Like it looks like I feel like that urge that, but then I'm like, no, it cannot be. And then I came across, I'm going to try to remember his name now. I call him the piss god.
Is he on Twitter?
Caleb. No. Yeah, he was. Caleb Scott, I believe, is his name. Yes, Caleb Scott. And in his porn, basically, his porn revolved around him drinking a lot of piss, consuming a lot of piss. Whether it's like piss fucking, somebody's pissing in his mouth, pissing in a cup, and he's drinking it. So I found like myself going towards that sort of porn.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like sex where they had, or the porn where they had like, you know, flowers on the bed and candlelight. I'm like, oh my God, that's so boring. I liked rough sex. I liked hairy, sweaty men. I liked, you know, so this is where I find myself. But I did not start practicing this till probably my early 30s.
Yeah, I feel like that was kind of the same for me.
Just about 9-10 years ago.
Yeah, I feel like for me, like, I like those things now, but I always find it surprising because some people innately have an attraction to those things. I don't know where it comes from, if there's like a, if there was a situation that involved a certain act and then they fetishized it and it just became a part of their sexual,
identity.
Identity or practice. But for me, I feel like all the things that I'm into now were learned. So, you know, by watching like piss porn and watching fisting porn and I grew to admire, and then I kind of trained myself to like those things, but it wasn't innately part of me. Mm-hmm. Which I always try to tell people because people are just fascinated by me. They think I'm like this sexual thing. And I was like, I haven't always been this way. It took me a really long time. It's learned. I had to really focus on myself and pay attention to what I was like looking at and was turning me on.
True. And I hope, like, because I do get DMs too, that, you know, a lot of questions about like, how do I start drinking piss? Or I can't find a guy who would be willing to do that. And again, I go back to my previous point where you have a dick and you can piss. So you don't need anyone else to give you piss. So if you can find it, pleasure yourself. And they ask, like, how can I become that? And I'm not sure how to answer that. So I always tell them, you don't have to necessarily, just because you think it's hot that I'm drinking piss or I'm pissing on myself, doesn't mean that you have to do it. If you find it hot, maybe that's just what it is. It's hot. So my point is follow what you feel. Like, if you feel like drinking piss, go ahead and do it. If you feel like just pissing on yourself, go ahead and do it. If you feel like this is not for you, but you like to watch it, that's okay too. Like, just follow what makes your cock hard.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like one of the things that I get a lot of young baiters hitting me up, because I'm 38. So I kind of feel like I'm kind of in this like zaddy kind of daddy mentor kind of space in my life right now. And they're always asking me, like, how do you become this? Like, how do you become so sexual? And how do you become like this sexual thing? And I'm just like, you have to figure out what works for you. Again, like, I don't necessarily engage in piss play. I love to see it. I might try it with a specific person, but it's not my innate thing to go to, you know?
Right.
So I just take what turns me on, and there's a wide variety of things. And then I just like focus on those things and I enhance my bait that way. You don't have to be a pig to be a great baiter. You just be you and be a baiter.
Exactly. That's my point. It's just like, you just have to be who you are. It's like, and I'm like discovering new things. It's not like, this is what I love about being so sexual and a baiter. It's like, I used to think, for example, that masturbation, or you don't touch yourself unless your cock is hard. And I get a tremendous joy from touching myself when I'm even soft. Like it's okay. Like, you don't have to be constantly. This is why I make it a point to post pictures of myself when my cock is soft, because I feel like, you know, porn stars, quote unquote, they make it a point to post every single picture with a rock hard cock. And people have that impression, like, oh, he's hard all the time. And I'm like, I'm trying to tell them, no, nobody's hard all the time. It's okay. Like, just try to please yourself in other ways. Like, yeah. I just discovered, like, nipple play. Like I'm loving my nipples now all of a sudden. I was not like that 2 years ago. So I'm always evolving. I'm always discovering something new that I like. So just explore. It's okay. Just, like, if you don't like something, don't do it again. But my motto is, try everything once, because you will not know whether you like it or not unless you try it.
Yes, I agree. I want to really quickly, so you said, like, you don't always have to be hard. Yes, that's true. I was DM'd by a bro who has erectile dysfunction. And he was just like, yeah, like, I feel like I can't get hard and I feel a lot of shame and I feel a lot of guilt. And so it's like, hey, listen, you don't have to have a hard on to have sex with yourself. There's so many different avenues of yourself to explore. You can, again, you can play with your nipples, you can play with your ass, your taint, your feet, your hands, your face. Like, you have an entire body that you own. Make it a point to really get to know every part of your body, and then you'll begin to explore the areas in which really turn you on.
And that's true. And I learned that, you know, from, I don't know if you know him. You should know him. Everybody knows him. Cool. Warren Bader. MB.
Yeah, we love MB.
Yeah, and asshole, now he has a better BF. Like, how do you get that?
Dude, I asked the same fucking question. I was like, that's not fair. You both are both gorgeous Bader men together. Yeah. Like, how, I don't understand how that's possible.
Yeah, so honestly, he was like my guru. He was like, I found him by accident on Tumblr. Yeah. And I started following his bait journey. And, you know, I started doing like some of the things that he used to do, like, you know, edge, or, you know, just teaching people how to carry on with their masturbation. And I admired him so much. And I learned a lot from him. He taught me, I didn't talk to him in person, but following his blog, he taught me that you can pleasure yourself, you can have sex. Sex with yourself is sex. Yes. Don't let anyone tell you it's not sex.
Right.
And that, when I read this caption on one of his pictures once, it stuck in my head. And it's true, because honestly, with all due respect to every man out there, and I love being with men, don't get me wrong. Yeah. There is no cock that matches one of the dildos that I have. Like, you know, it's like, and I'm not saying in like in a bad way. It's like, I'm saying that there are means, there are tools where you can pleasure yourself now without actually needing anyone else other than the human interaction, which I crave. That's why I'm with a lot of men, but not on a daily basis, or I don't feel bad if a month goes by without me being with a man. Yeah. I am excluding my husband here. Yes, I'm a whore. So yeah, just explore, just play with yourself, just rub your asshole, play with your feet, pinch your nipples, see what gets you hard and go from there.
So you mentioned your husband. How does sex play in your relationship, in your marriage together? Do you engage?
I'm the bottom. I'm still a beta. So when he's fucking me, I don't have to come. So I'm cool with that.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I role play that. I'm like, I'm just the hole. Why don't you go ahead? Masturbate, fuck me, come, and let me go.
Got it.
That works pretty fine.
Yeah, that's cool. I feel like ideally, like, people always ask me like, oh, do you want like a relationship? Do you want like a partner? And I was like, yeah, ideally I would like to find another baiter boyfriend, because you have like this commonality of like sexes and you both understand your sexual needs, which is like preferred, right?
Right. I mean, I guess I don't like to put like, because let's face it, it's not as easy as finding a quote unquote beta boyfriend, unless you're MB from Australia.
I gotta go to Australia, fuck.
I know, right? So it's not easy finding a beta BF or a beta husband as opposed to the conventional boyfriend or husband. And that is okay. You can still be in a regularly, because I like to be fucked. Yeah. So why not?
Yeah, I mean, you do a lot of ass play on your Twitter. I mean, you play with a lot of butt plugs and stuff.
I mean, my goal, you mentioned fisting. My goal is fisting, but yeah. I don't know. I'm still pretty tight.
I just say to practice, man. You got to find someone that's going to ease you into it.
Yes.
I feel like that'll bring a whole different edge to your Twitter. You start posting up like fisting videos and gifts of you.
Maybe. I mean, this is like, again, I have no limits in what I want to try.
Yeah. And
when I watch like fisting porn, I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. I want this to be me one day. Will it happen? I don't know, but I will sure have fun trying.
I feel that way too. Like sometimes I'll watch porn and I'll see something that I've never done before and it's so sexy. And I'm just like, oh God, I want that to fucking be me. Will it ever be me? I have no idea. if it happens, it happens. It's great. But also too, I find myself like taking control over my sexual narrative. So if there is something that I'm watching in porn that I really want to do, I'll go out and seek it. And I think that's such a reality check for a lot of baiters, because it's like, oh, they're kind of just waiting for these sexual experiences to happen. And I'm always encouraging, especially my young bros, no, dude, like you have to make shit happen. If it's kind of like, if you want that great job or if you want that great apartment or that cool car, like you're going to work to get those things. You can apply the same principles to sex.
I said, you're right. You're a very wise man.
Thanks.
A very wise baiter.
Okay, so
beast, you're not a beast, you're very gentle.
Oh, thanks. I mean, I can get pretty beastly when I go in. Okay, so here's the thing, like a lot of guys are always ask me, either they think it's bestiality.
Of course, that's the first thing that I thought of when I read your name like a year ago.
Right. So I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, to be honest. I just, you know, I thought it sounded cool, which I still think it sounds cool. It's like a thing. I'm going to start making so my goal here is to like start making like t-shirts and sweatshirts and like a brand. I have like goals with all this.
Do it. I buy it.
Thanks. But I feel like BC Beta really applies to me. And I haven't really shown this online anywhere because I don't know how. But there's moments where I'm just by myself, really deep in the bait, and that's when it gets beastly. That's when I'm able to goon. That's when I'm like babbling. That's when I get really pervy. Like I really get into my headspace and I'm a completely different person. So
I'd love to watch that.
If and when I ever am able to showcase that, then the beastly will definitely apply.
All right. You gave me something for my imagination now. So I'm going to be baiting to you. Being a beast later on.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but I want to come back. I want to talk to you about do you feel like you're like a beta mentor to like a younger generation of like solo sexuals? I think that'd be really cool.
All right.
All right, cool. So we'll be right back, guys, after this sponsor. Okay, cool. And we're back. Thanks for listening to that sponsorship. Again, I have a really special guest with me today, and it's Bader78. You should follow him.
AKA Filthy Pig.
XXX.
Yeah, don't forget the XXX.
Yeah, I feel like you all should follow him. Is this the first time, has anyone ever heard your voice?
Ever.
This is a breakthrough. This is an important milestone. Here you guys are, like, hearing it firsthand on the Betascape podcast. But I wanted to talk to you, and I'm curious to know this younger demographic of Beta Bros. I get hit up a lot by, like, probably maybe, like, 19 to, like, 27-year-old Beta Bros kind of, like, exploring their sexuality. They kind of, like, you know, they're kind of social, they're using social media as a means to express themselves sexually. And then I find that when people look at my content, when these young bros look at my content, then it becomes like, oh, what is this? Like, what's solo sexuality? Because I'm so proud to showcase it. And then it becomes like here I am as a place of like a kind of a mentor. Do you feel like you do that too?
In a way, yes. But I'm afraid I am in a position where maybe I should showcase my beta side more often, because a lot of questions I get about like, oh, how do I become a pig? Like, I cannot teach you that, but
yeah.
I do get a lot of young, they call me daddy. I'm gonna make sure they listen to this. They ask me like about masturbation and like, how do you edge for like, because I literally can go over 30 days without busting a nut. So,
okay. That's like, impressive. I'm not even there yet.
Oh, I enjoy it so much. Like, and what I like about it most is like the longer I go, the more obviously horny, but the filthier I become. And that's right there is my zone. And then when I come after like, I don't know, 30, 35 days, I'm like, damn, it's over. Now I have to start again. So I would like, again, I don't pay, it's my fault. I'm going to do better. I do not pay enough attention to my DMs. I do have a lot. I mean, honestly, it becomes overwhelming.
Yeah.
I open my DM and there are like 500-600 unopened messages. And I'm like, where do I start? Like take a snapshot of my DMs. It's like, they are by the hundreds, maybe thousands. I don't know. And I have to do better at that. I do get a lot of questions about masturbation. Do I call myself a mentor? I hope I am more of an influencer, because like, I want to encourage you to masturbate, not only masturbate. I want to encourage you to do what makes you feel good. So,
and I think that's what you're doing. And I think I would like to think that I'm doing that as well. But, you know, when we look at people like MB, and I just had a conversation like last week with Pretty Piggy 19, like I look to you all to de-shame the act of masturbation. And I think it's so valuable that we have conversations like this, like you and I, men, solo sexuals, baiters, here we are having a sex positive conversation. Because when I was starting to come into the community, like there was nothing like this available to me.
Right.
There was all these other different avenues that I could explore, but there wasn't really anything that I could really identify with and really vibe to. And I needed something like this. So yes.
And I agree totally with you, like in the sense that, and I do feel like I am playing a part in de-shaming anything that's related to sex in general. Like, it's okay to masturbate. It's okay to show your cock. It's okay. Like, I understand that not everyone feels comfortable to just drop their pants and, like, take a cock selfie and post it on Twitter.
Yeah.
But to me, it's like I want them to understand, or I want to de-shame that aspect of it. Like, it's okay. Like, we all have cocks. I mean, yeah, they all probably shaped a little bit differently, but we know how it looks like. So probably a big part of it is a big part of why I post so much is this. It's like I want to de-shame the concept that, oh, it's bad if you post a naked picture. Like, why? We all know how a person looks like. So if I can make someone horny, why not?
But I think also too, that's also, I think that's why people have so much shame about it. It's like, oh, like here's this picture of me naked, fully sexual, aroused, here's my face. And I that's where the disconnect is for me. So I'm having trouble understanding why we have to be so shameful about being sexual people. Like we are made from sex. That's how people come to this planet. So to me, I find it really empowering that I'm able to show myself and, you know,
me as well. It's yeah. Like, but again, that's the society. Like, you know, you grow up,
sure,
like, oh, we don't talk about masturbation. This is something you do in the bathroom or in your bedroom.
Yeah.
I wish like parents would have conversations with their kids. Like, it's normal to masturbate. Like, it's okay. Go ahead and masturbate. Like, not in a pervy way. Like, I want to watch you masturbate, but it's sure. like it's okay. Like, if your son or daughter are in the bedroom an extra 20 minutes, like, leave them the fuck alone. Like, so.
No, I totally agree. And I think that if we begin to talk about these, like, again, we are having a dialogue. It's an opportunity. It's a place for young men, women, whomever, discovering self-pleasure through masturbation. And again, you don't have to be a solo sexual to enjoy this podcast. You can just simply enjoy masturbation.
Absolutely not. And, you know, even married men, even people who do not identify as solo sexuals, everyone masturbates.
Yeah.
You're not going to turn blind. I don't care how many times you come in a day. So, like, forget all what people, like, have told you. And it's like, it's okay. You're a man. You're a woman. It's okay to rub yourself to orgasm.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, do you enjoy being, like, an influencer then? Do you feel like you are... I know you show off because you enjoy it, but you have to be aware of the impact that you're creating, right?
But that's why I post so much. It's like because of that, what I perceive as an impact. Like, I do want to influence others. Like, this is why occasionally I would post, like, hey, here's my cock pic. Can I see yours? And I start a thread of cock pics. And this is like the most beautiful thread that I would create, like a thread for cocks, a thread for ass. Like, I enjoy looking at that, and I hope my followers enjoy looking at those threads. And the reason I asked for it is because I want to encourage everybody, like, it's okay. I don't need to see your eyes, your mouth, your lips. I don't need to see your face. Just show me your cock. If you feel like, I just want to make it mainstream, like, it's okay. Here's my cock. Here's a picture.
Yeah, that's cool. that's what being a beta is all about. Just like, it's just like showing off your sex and like having other bros be inspired to show off theirs. Again,
exactly.
There's, and no, honestly, pressure to do it.
But this is the type of porn I seek. Like, when I masturbate, this is, people are going to think I'm a narcissist, but really, you have to try too. I think everybody has to try, like, masturbating in front of a mirror. Watch yourself masturbate. Like, one of those body big mirrors, just stand in front of it, watch every stroke, watch yourself, your face, how you go, and how you just, like, accept yourself as an, you know, sorry, animal. No, because it's, when we are masturbating, we are animals. This is like,
it's, this primal. Is it. Yeah.
This is very primal, and everybody does it. Yeah. So,
no, I totally agree. I always advocate for people to film themselves. Like, listen, we all have iPhones. We all have easy access to cameras. Take a video of yourself and then record it and watch it back. Like, now, I've never done that before, and I only started recently doing that. And I love watching myself in sexual acts. It's not about, it's not, I mean, it's a little egotistical. It's not narcissistic, because to me, I found it really empowering, because now I'm normalizing myself as a sexual person.
Right.
I'm beginning to see myself as, like, so, like, right now I'm currently studying to be a certified sex coach. And one of the things that we were taught is, like, we're not teaching our clients to shy away from their sexuality. When I leave my apartment, I don't leave my cock in bed. I take my cock everywhere I go. And so you don't have to disassociate your sexuality from your everyday person. You may not be flaunting your dick all the time, but you're still a sexual person, and you should embrace that sexuality everywhere you go.
Absolutely. This is why a lot of my filming is at work. I just, during my break, I go to the bathroom and I just whip it out and just have some fun. 10 minutes break, it can be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, if you just touch yourself for like 5 minutes, you'll be fine. It's a constant reminder. Like, even I do it, like, I'll be somewhere scrolling through Twitter, and I'll just get a semi, and I'll have to, like, touch myself, because I love my penis. Like, it's reminded that I'm there. It's reminding me that I'm going to go home and play with it for a little while. I get turned on. And I find myself being much more sexual with myself and with other people. It enhances my sexuality, because I'm now owning this big cock between my
Absolutely.
Legs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that brings me back to the point where, like, you don't have to be always rock hard. Like, I'd be driving and I'd be listening to, like, I don't know. I'm a sucker for Eric Hassan. I don't know if you follow him.
Yeah,
he's my poppers coach.
Yeah.
So sometimes I just, like, go on his website and play one of his videos as I'm driving. And although I'm not hard, like, he's stirring something in me, and I automatically reach for my, like, I'm driving with my hand and my other hand is on my cock. So I don't pull it out over the jeans, over the pants. It doesn't have to be hard. Just touch yourself. Just be okay with touching yourself anywhere, anytime. Doesn't take much. Do it. Just do it.
Yeah. You're welcome. And I think for me, that's one of the most attractive things about being a male, is, like, we're always so hyper aware of our cock. Like, we're very proud to have a penis. We're proud to show it. We're proud to touch it. We're proud to just engage with it. So own that part of yourself too. And also too, a lot of times, you know, when I get these young betas asking me how you do this, it really is mental. Like, you really have to change the narrative of your mind and really start to appreciate all the things that make you male, which I didn't do when I was in my early 20s. I was kind of like this dude just kind of walking around unaware of my sexual power. But when you really start to focus in on all the beauty that you possess as a man and really turn yourself on and begin to engage that way in your sex, it really empowers you overall as a a male.
True. And to this point, you know, I want to just have a word with those who send me DMs saying, I wish I had your confidence. You know, I don't have a nice looking body. I am ashamed to show it. I have a small cock. Whatever your insecurity is, just know that we all have insecurities and you just have to overcome it by, yes, practice. Like, again, I was never, like, I was not this self-confident for my entire life. This is a recent thing, probably the last 6, 7, 8, probably 8 years. Yeah. So don't feel ashamed if you don't have six packs. Don't feel ashamed if you don't look like a porn star. Don't feel ashamed, like, if you have a small cock, who cares? It's your cock. It's you. It's your body. This is the problem I have. Don't feel ashamed if you are too hairy or no hair at all. This is like why I don't like, I don't know if you want to talk about this, but I don't like mainstream porn because they have that picture of perfection in their models that, you know, people, younger generation, younger kids, they look at that and they be like, oh, I don't look like this. So, you know, I cannot show myself like they do, or nobody will want me. So I wish they would be inclusive, like they are inclusive with people of color, with different fetishes or whatnot. I wish they become more inclusive with different body types as well and cock sizes, yes. So that would do a lot of service to people who are, like, you know, having a really hard time with the way their body looks or their cock size or the way they look in general. Yeah. To those people, I say, really, stand in front of that mirror and stay there, masturbate your cock until you start loving yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think another reason why I feel so empowered is because having shown my body off, like, I will say, I do not have a porn star body. I don't look like a porn star. And I think
that's, I don't either.
But I think that's what's so endearing about our content. I'm just gonna like gas us up right now. But when I look at you, you're like the average Joe living next door, which I find so much more sexier and more obtainable than looking at some like blonde, buff, like Euro German porn star that's like has like all these fucking followers. You know, that shit just like, it's not a turn on to me anymore. It's more of a fetish at this point. What I find more arousing is engaging and looking at men that look just like me, and still being empowered sexually.
Exactly. I mean, and I this is the point I was trying to make earlier, and then I'm sorry, I talked too much. I lost my train of thought.
It's okay.
My point was that I enjoy when I watch the porn I seek. I don't want to even call it porn. I get more turned on by watching, as you put it, an average Joe with an average body, with an average anything, really. Masturbating, that would turn me more on than watching a porn industry golden boy getting fucked in his ass. Yeah. So I want people to understand, like, if they are suffering or if they have any self-esteem issues, we all do. You just have to work on it and you gotta love yourself. You know what? Listen, you cannot change anything about you. Whoever likes you will like you. Whoever doesn't like you, sucks to be them. So, you know, you just have to live your life and be okay with whoever you are.
Yes. Did you hear that, bros? Listen to Daddy Bader 78. he's bestowing some amazing wisdom on you all.
Yeah, I got like somebody a couple days ago is like, can I call you daddy? I'm like, shit, I'm 41 years old. Sure, you can call me daddy. I don't know what's the daddy age there, like 45? I don't know.
Well, I started to get daddy and I'm 38. So I'm getting daddy. So we're good.
There you go. But I love being called daddy.
I love it so much right now because I feel like now I'm at a point in my life where I can really take my own personal experience and then use it as an act of service and say, hey, this is what I was went through. I don't want you to go through the same thing I did. So do this instead, you know? Yep. And I find it really empowering. I love being I mean, that's the whole reason why I even started to talk about masturbation, show my masturbation, is I really wanted to have people see someone that typically wouldn't be, you know, seen as sexual or sexy, and just come out and say, hey, I'm an empowered sexual man that doesn't have a perfect body, but I love masturbation. You should too. If I can do it, you can too. And when I look at your content, I feel the same way. If he can do it, I can too, because we look very similar.
And I'm going to give a shout out here to one of my, you know, my biggest crushes on Twitter. You're one of them. And I think you know that person. Kosher Pig.
I love Kosher Pig. I have a story to tell you about Kosher Pig.
I like, I want to get so piggy with him. It's like, you know, oh my God.
So listen, when I was in, if Kosher Pig is listening to this, I hope he co-signs.
I'm going to tell him to listen to this. He better listen.
I hope he co-signs this story. But I actually know Kosher Pig personally. We met when I was living in New York. And we were both living in New York at the time. And I think we found each other on Grindr or Scruff or something. And he would come over to my apartment and blow me. He did that a couple of times. And then I left New York. And then I was in L.A., moved back for a couple of years. And then that's when I started getting my Twitter. And that's when I rediscovered him. And I reached out to him and I sent him a DM. And I was like, hey, you used to blow me back when I was living in New York. And he was like, no shit. And I was like, yeah, I have a video to prove it. And I showed him the video. And he's like, yep, that's me.
And so now I'm jealous and horny.
Yeah, now we keep in touch. I have him on my cell. And I'm supposed to go visit him at his new hotel. I think he's living in I forgot where he's living now.
And I'm going to ask his permission to see that video because I have to see it.
It's not the, I can send it to you. It's not the best quality, but yeah, you can definitely.
I don't care.
No, it's cool. So let me ask you, like, how long do you feel like you're going to keep showing off? Like, is this something that you're going to do for a lifetime? What's the evolution of you in your exhibition?
Honestly, let me call you Beast. Honestly, Beast,
yeah.
I don't know. Just like, you know, as I said, I opened this Twitter to lurk probably like, four or five years ago, and I did not post anything till midsummer of 2019, I believe. So it's only been a year and a half, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it's gonna go. As long as I enjoy doing it, I will continue doing it.
Yeah.
I don't do this again. I don't do this for, you know, I hate those DMs. This is partially why I don't open my DMs. Is like those retweet for retweet, like, you know,
sir.
Like, I don't care. And I love, like, that I have so many followers. Never did I dream that 28,000 guys saw me naked. I never dreamed of that. But that was not my intention. My intention is not to reach, 50,000, 100,000. I do it because I enjoy it. And as long as I'm enjoying it, as long as people are not minding me showing off, I will continue on doing it. Once I get to a point where, like, okay, this is getting old, you know, I'm not enjoying this anymore, I might stop. Who knows?
Yeah. So I'm curious to know, does your husband know that you have a Twitter account?
Nope.
He doesn't know at all? He's oblivious?
He is. Like, I'm good, you know, I lead... this is bad to say, I lead a double life. good. I've always been good, even before I met him, to be honest.
But do you think if you told him about the Twitter, do you think he'd be supportive?
Maybe. I don't think he would necessarily mind. It's just like, this is like for me. This is like my alone time. This is what I do in my alone time. Yeah. I don't think he would mind, and I really don't think he would mind. It's just like, I feel like, I was saying, like, I've always been good at, like, hiding stuff from people. Like, I am like I'm like the Houdini of whatever. I don't think he would mind, but I don't feel the need to tell him because I want to keep that part of my life to myself. Just like people tell me, why don't you post videos of yourself getting fucked or with another man or blowing a cock or something?
Yeah.
And my answer to that is like, because I don't want to, because this is not the idea. This is not the idea of this Twitter. This is not why I opened or started posting on this Twitter. Besides, when I am with somebody, I don't want to, and I give a lot of credit, but they are making money out of it. So they probably have somebody videotaping them. So when I am with somebody getting fucked or whatever, I don't want to worry about camera angle and holding the phone and up and down and turn right and turn left and smile to the camera. Fuck that. So yeah, that will not happen.
Yeah, no, that's so great. I share that sentiment. I feel like there's certain things that I do in my own practice or my own sexuality that I keep for myself because it turns me on. It's on a need to know basis, you know? It's like a special treat for like the bros that I do engage with, you know, I'll do something else with them and I don't necessarily need to show it off because it's just for us. It's a connection that we're building together. And so it's for your eyes only.
Absolutely.
That's great. Cool. So I know that you're solo sexual and you're married. Does that mean that you have sex with other men, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. So you guys are open?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have to add something here.
Yeah.
It's not often that I just like go whore myself around.
Yeah.
But sometimes I feel, you know, this is going to be really, you know, people who are like, strict about marriage and stuff are probably gonna hate me, but I have to say it because this is how I believe. Like, you eat steak every day, that's cool, but occasionally you need a change.
Yeah.
And that's how I look at things. Like, okay, I am with my husband daily, however many times we have sex, a week, a month, whatever. But occasionally, here and there, I do want something else. I do have a lot of people I follow on Twitter and followers that I want to be with so bad. just because I feel like I know them and I want to be with them. Like,
yeah, know? I feel the same way too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the goal.
I don't think it's wrong.
No, I feel like that's the purpose of social media and porn. Like, you give off this... message of being unattainable and sexually desired. And it's like, oh, like I get it all the time, and I found it really empowering. And you know, people were just like, God, you're so sexy, I want to bait with you, like, how do I do this. And I'm just like, we're here, man, we're engaging, like, I'm talking to you, like, you might not be able to bait with me, but you have me here, you know. Like, I'm not some unattainable thing, like, I'm a real person, like, we're engaging, right. this is what it can be.
I love your sweater, by the way. I just noticed your shirt.
Oh yeah, it's my Bader sweatshirt. Yeah. I'm a very proud solo sexual. I'm a very proud Bader. But this has always been my goal, to make Bader solo sexuality cool.
Yep.
Because I feel like thank you. Because I feel like when I talk to people, when I first started talking to people about being solo and being Bader, people thought I was like a freak. Like, they were just like, oh, like, does that mean you can't get a boyfriend or you can't get a husband? Like, what does that mean? What is the implications of that? And I just was like, how does that, like, again, you talked about, like, just because it has the word solo in the sexuality identity, like solo sexual, doesn't mean that
right.
We're alone.
Yeah, and you talked about that with Pretty Piggy last week. I was listening to the podcast. And Pretty Piggy, if you're listening, I want to get piggy with you so bad, you don't even know.
He's a sweetheart. We text all the time. He's a really cool guy.
Yep. I love his beard too. Jesus.
Yeah. He's really cool. He's an amazing guy. Cool. I really enjoyed this conversation with you.
Me too. Forward to it, really.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it too. So before we end this call, is there one thing that you want to say, one thing that you want to communicate, who you are, what you're trying to do, show love, anything?
You know, I think I talked enough about myself here, so I'm just going to give two things. Again, I'm going to repeat myself what I said earlier, like if, you know, love yourself. I don't care how you look. I don't care how big your cock is. I don't care if you're a top or a bottom or asexual or solo sexual, whatever. Just love yourself. And two, we are 10 days away. So please go vote.
Yes. Oh my God. That's so important. Yes. Go vote. You have,
I don't know when this episode is going to be uploaded, but go vote.
This is going to come up next Tuesday.
All right. Awesome. So yeah, a week before the election. Go vote.
All right, dude. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of The Beta Scape. It was a real pleasure to speaking with you and talking about all things masturbation and sexy stuff.
Thank you, Beast. I'll see you around on Twitter, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. Again, you can catch my buddy here, Filthy Pig, on Twitter. His handle is Bader78. Why 78? That's your birthday? The year?
No. But I think it was one of those things that, you know, because it was Bader, I wanted it to be Bader69.
Yeah.
But I think it was not available or something, so it suggested Bader78. I'm like, sure, Bader78. Again, this account was created for me to lurk. It was not intended for anybody. So I did not care what my handle was.
I'm looking at your Instagram. Were you able to sell those underwear for $22? Oh, yeah, you sold it. $22 shipped, right?
I did.
So you do sell used underwear. Is that something you're still doing?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Go check out his Twitter. Get some used underwear. You're going to love it. Thank you again so much for joining me on this podcast. It was a great conversation. I'm going to see you on Twitter.
And all right.
Say goodbye to the bros.
Goodbye, bros. Happy baiting. Go whip that cock out and start baiting.
Absolutely.
It's fun.
All right. Later, bros. Catch you on the next one.
All right. Take care.